Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in Washington. Tonight, fitness and health clubs.
So this is another cultural issue, and it has to do with fashion. You know, fashion. What is fashionable? I believe that going to the gym is not a bad thing.
The motive is to try and impress the ladies. The more muscular you are, the more buff you are, the more you have the ladies.
In a quest to stay in shape, human beings always have to visit health clubs, stay fit, and do some other activities as far as physical activities is concerned. But I want to know, is there an alternative to health clubs? And is a health club a good place to spend some time? Whether it's after work or before work? Do we meet people and socialize in health clubs? And how much time do we need to spend in a health club in order to be fit? Well, as usual, let's talk. We'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, Mariam Traore. Welcome aboard, Mariam.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And Brenda Sabuni, welcome aboard. And of course, we have also on the phone from Baltimore, Maryland, Mr. Humphrey Muturi, One Mic Show host. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
All right. Health clubs are often filled with people with a mission and goals, whether to lose weight or to gain some muscle. And in a perfect fitness, one has to look leaner and lighter to be healthy and look beautiful. But is it always to be thin a good sign? I spoke to Aristide Sidibe all the way from Houston, Texas, and I wanted to know, do we need to spend so much time in the gym in order to stay fit?
You know, this is a very interesting question. I'll say yes or no.
Okay. Why yes and why no?
Yeah, yes, because, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in this country when I first moved here is that the eating habit of people in this country is so much that people will need to go to the gym. In fact, if you look at what happened with our kids in the school, the type of food that they eat, And the fact that people are so busy in this country that they don't have time to cook. People rely on fast food. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it makes sense. Yeah? Okay. But when you talk about the fact that men and women tend to go there and if there are health benefits, sometimes I can, it depends on the age. Sometimes people who are a certain age will go to the gym to be fit, to be nice looking. And that's a fact, and that's why I will say no. It may not be just for the health benefit, it's just to look good for men or for women to look good for men. I think that's the driving force behind the fact that people go to the gym.
Okay. Yeah. But also I want to find out, since most people will spend money in health clubs, you know, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, you're right.
Is there an alternative that people can do? And not you know go
what?
To the gym?
It is a very good question. What about biking? And biking or walking? And some people will find that it depends on the neighborhood, of course. That's why it is very important. For example, I live in Houston, a suburb of Houston, where you have places where you can walk safely. But what about the inner city? Can you do that? Can you bike? I mean, it depends where you live. So those can be alternative, but can be concerned by the fact that depending on the area you live, the safety, you may not be able to walk or to bike.
That's right. But also, do we meet people, socialize, and make friends in these health clubs? Are there maybe some people doing this just for that?
That is a possibility. In fact, I used to go to the gym. At some point, the one that I used to go, I couldn't go there because of my schedule conflict. So a couple times I went to one gym in downtown Houston, but I found that it looked like those coffee shops, where people, you're right, I felt that sense that, it looked like people come to mingle and meet and socialize. And I think to that extent, you can say that that can be beneficial, because you know what, you need also people to talk to relate to, because that can be, it may not be a physical exercise,
right?
But it can be a mental exercise.
Okay,
that's how I see it. I mean, as long as it's a healthy debate that you because sometimes, as you know, depending on your workplace, you may not have that relationship with your colleague.
Thank you, Aristide Sidibe. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing health clubs and fitness. Back to the studio. My question to you all is, do you really need to go to a gym in order to stay fit? And this question goes right away first to Mariama Traore. Tell me, Mariama.
Okay, thank you. To me, I don't know. Everybody's different, but myself, I never did that before, ever. Because I've been in an issue, you know, when you get married, especially, and have children, sometimes it's not easy.
So no, it's not easy. It's not
yes,
easy.
I came from size 8 to size 18.
Wow.
In 2002, 2003, 4, going to 5. So that was something just crazy.
You didn't believe yourself. How did I change this fast?
So I had my own plan.
Yeah.
So I just stopped eating.
Okay.
Stop eating the meal, you have to, you
don't
know,
starve yourself, no.
Not eat it at all.
Wow.
So what I do, any kind of grease food and kind of like a meat and chicken with the skin and white rice, bread, I stop eating all those food.
Wow.
At least for 7 months.
That's not easy, my sister.
Yeah, but I made it.
You did? Wow. And what happened after 7 months?
For 7 months, I lose down, coming back again to size 8.
Wow.
But I didn't go to any fitness places.
You just did it yourself by diet?
I just do diet, natural diet with a lot of vegetable and fruits
she looks
and
fabulous,
drink.
She by the way.
Okay.
Thank you.
See her in person.
And drinking so much water. Stop drinking pops.
Yeah.
And any kind of things with a lot of sugar and so many calories and stuff, I just keep away from that. Which is, it was a great result.
Right.
So, because I believe in myself, I made it.
You did. You did. But Brenda Sabuni, you also goes to gym sometimes. Maybe you can tell me. I see it was a very good alternative to Mariama Traore, but why do people still go to gyms, though?
I don't know. Don't know why. But I stopped going to the gym a long time ago because I started feeling intimidated at the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You look so great. Why intimidated?
I felt intimidated. Like, there's a point in time in my life I was a little bigger.
Okay.
You know, I was really, really small when I was growing up. And then at a certain age, you know, I hit all these amazing body puberties and stuff. And, you know, and like,
things change.
And then I gained all this weight. And then, like, I wondered, like, oh, my gosh. Because I was a sports person. I played sports growing up. So I was always fit. So being out of shape was kind of new to myself. And then I kind of had to learn how to live with that.
Okay.
I couldn't.
And the gym was not a good place for you
to
go.
And the gym wasn't a good place to go. Because you go there, and there are all these people who are already fit, right? And they can run. I mean, it's a good motivation for some people, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
But for me particularly, it was quite intimidating.
Wow.
And I'm a shy person at first, kind of. But then, like, when you go in the midst of other people, and it's scary, and they're like, you know, and, like, you see them running 3 miles in 3 minutes, and you're like, you know.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, what the heck am I doing here? It's like, it's very, very intimidating.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to Mr. Muturi Humphrey. Tell me, brother, I know this lady is saying what you heard they're talking about, but do we really think that a gym would be a good place to be in?
How can I put this?
Uh-huh.
It does not necessarily mean, not all the time. I mean, some people prefer, you know, working out, running outside. You know, just like there are those people who really cannot study at home, so they would have to go to the library.
Uh-huh. I like that example.
There are people who can actually study at home and not have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing is working out. It depends on your, you know, as an individual. Okay. But also probably the lady who just spoke, probably I think that sometimes people go to the gym so that they, you know, it's another hunting ground. Mm-hmm. They're going to look for some ladies and get a number, try to see if they can score a training session, which will follow with a phone number and a date.
Okay. So
maybe when she stopped going because she felt intimidated, maybe there were guys who were trying to hit on her.
We never know, Brenda. Tell us.
You know, you personally, if I go to the gym, I'm just, and that's a big if.
Okay.
You know, I'll probably go treadmill here and there, but I also go and see, you know, the people who look like they've been there for a while, but it's not really working out.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be there. They're doing a lot of weight. For me, I prefer doing things outdoors, playing soccer, you know, running out.
I agree.
Jumping rope. Just outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for me. If I'm going to go to the gym, probably I'll go and try and swim. Because for me, swimming would actually be more effective as a workout tool. But, you know, you cannot say that there cannot be gyms because some people want to make money. Some people want to, the gym owners want to make money. Some people feel comfortable working in a gym. You know, you've got more weight, there's more variety, more trainers. You've got more people who are being admired. The ladies over there, of course, you know, looking nice. You sweat. And then, you know, they have their tights on. And then when a guy is looking, they're like, what are you looking at? Not dangle a carrot in front of a rabbit and expect just saying, ladies, just saying.
You're right, Humphrey. You never know what's going to happen in the gym. Okay. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. It is believed by some people, especially in Africa, that if you lose weight, you are unfit or something is wrong with you. And if you gain the belly, well, you're a successful man. Or sometimes you're a healthy human being. So going to the gym or any health club just to lose some weight, some people won't make any sense to them. Well, for those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with Mariama and Brenda. Right now, we are discussing fitness and health clubs. During the summertime, health clubs in America are full of people trying to stay fit and stay in shape. But do we meet people and socialize in health clubs as well? And how much time do we need to spend there? Well, I spoke to Omar Mohammed from Ghana, a student at Texas A&M University, and I wanted to know his take.
I believe that health, there's a scientific aspect to health and there's a perceptive aspect to health. For instance, in Africa, people would believe that you are healthy. So that's the perception. People would believe that you are healthy if you put on weight. So whereas in the West, if you put on weight, people see you are perceived as unhealthy in the general sense. But the perception doesn't always match up, you know, with the scientific, you know, fact about the health of the person. So you might have somebody who is generally buff or, let's say, you know, has more flesh on, but it's actually much more healthier than somebody without, who is thin, or somebody who doesn't have as much flesh on as, you know, as the other person. So it's relative, and it's a holistic approach to health. If you're just thinking about body size alone, it doesn't cut it. You always have to factor in multiple issues, and drinking, you know, eating habits, drinking habits, exercises. All, you know, it's a holistic health approach, you know.
And how about in gym? You know, we see people, especially in the West during the summer, spending a lot of time in the gym, you know, trying to be fit and healthy. And do you think maybe for people out there, spending more time in the gym will be a good thing to make yourself healthy? Or maybe some people are just spending time in the gym to see who is coming in, or socialize, so to speak.
So this is another cultural issue. And it has to do with fashion, okay. you know, fashion, what is fashionable. I believe that going to a gym is not a bad thing. if you have a body type that is not you know, where you have a lot of fat, you know people have different body, you know, structures, you might need a cohesive regime of exercises which the gym would provide, so that, you know, it would, you know, like condition you and discipline your, you know, your habits, so that it will help you stay in shape. But I believe that in the United States, for instance, it's sort of become a fashion for people to go. You know, people go there to pick up, you know, girls, you know, pick up boys, you know, whatever, you know. It becomes fashionable.
Okay.
So, like I said earlier on, it's a holistic approach to health and exercises, you know. In Ghana, for instance, my father used to ride, you know, his bike, you know, bicycle, you know, about, you know, 20 miles or so to the farm. He doesn't need to go to the gym to stay healthy. He's, you know, he's already doing the exercise, and in the farm he exerts himself so much doing physical labor.
Right.
So he doesn't need to go to the gym to stay healthy. So it's a cultural issue. It's a fashion issue.
Thank you, Omar Mohammed, all the way from Texas A&M. And a reminder tonight, let's talk. We are discussing health clubs and fitness. Now back to you guys in studio. Starting with you, Mariama, again. I spoke to something about healthy, staying fit, looking great. Okay. Tell me about this. Do really people believe that you lose weight from all of a sudden from size 18 to size 8? You're healthy, especially in Africa. Do people believe in that?
Well,
tell me your experience.
My case was a little crazy.
Okay.
Because let's go back in 2006, going to 7. So when I lost all this weight, to coming down again to size 8.
Right.
So I thought to myself that I just becoming sexy.
Of course.
She brought sexy so, back. Huh?
Exactly, right?
So what did I do? I just planned some traveling, go back to see my people back home.
Oh, good. So but, you see your people looking
exactly, good. Exactly, because I thought I was already kind of celebrity and stuff like that. Buying all this beautiful dress and pants and shoes and everything.
Right.
So when I got there, things start going wrong.
What happened when you got there?
We got there about less than 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So that was the night time.
Right.
So most of people were sleeping. Yeah. And then in the morning, when brothers and sisters, mom, everybody woke up, and I thought everybody be like, wow.
You look great.
So the first, mom started crying.
Oh, my God. What? Your
I'm
mom
telling you,
started
she
crying?
She started crying and asking
really?
Me what was going on. Are you all right? Why you coming here without planning your call for time? Are you sick? I was like, do something is wrong with me or what? Everybody was crying. Of course.
Oh, my God.
So you're like, for 1 month, I was asking myself, what did I do wrong? I didn't know.
Yeah. I thought I was sexy.
Exactly. So when I got back, I said, okay, let me do this.
Yes.
I start eating a little bit more.
I need my food.
Exactly, to become at least size 12.
Yeah.
But even though, they still not satisfied because I got three sisters.
Yes.
So every time I go, because they all, you know, bigger, because they cannot fit in my clothes no more, that's a little tough, you know. Because when I do those American styles with the little sexy coming out, and some of our little sister be like, well, look at her. You act like you don't have a baby.
You think you're still a teenager?
I was like, oh my goodness. So now, at the beginning, it pissed me off. But when I realized that I did a great job, and then I feel great to myself and everything, I was like, anyway, I don't care.
Because you just do it for you.
Yeah.
And not for anybody.
So,
That's
because
good...
I got two little sisters.
Oh, okay.
They all look like my aunties.
Oh my God.
So my big sister be like, okay, when you coming back again, make sure you don't come in like this and that, because you know we cannot be able to feed your, get your clothes.
When you leave, you have to leave your clothes, right? So you're denying people some stuff in here, okay?
No,
you can't lose any
weight.
Stop
being stingy.
I know. Well, Betty, you heard it all. Our friend was have a first-hand experience being disappointed just by losing weight. How about yourself?
For me, I've kind of had a similar but different type of reaction from everybody.
Okay.
I mean, there are some people that saw... Because I first debuted my weight loss on Facebook.
Oh,
okay?
Facebook. Hey, you know.
I went to a wedding and I took this fabulous picture of myself.
Okay.
And I debuted it on Facebook, and all of a sudden I get bombarded by all these messages. Mm-hmm. Who is this person? Is this a TBT, a throwback picture? Oh. And I'm like, no, this is me currently, actually. And they're like, what happened? What's going on? Is everything okay?
Oh. Like, really?
What do you mean, is everything okay?
There's to me, I thought that's the is a culture.
Yeah, it's a culture
African
thing, right?
Culture thing.
My mom herself, she was like, you know, you just need to add a few more pounds.
And
just
you'll
add,
be okay.
Just add a few more. You know, even if it's just five. I'm like, do you know how hard I struggled to
do
work
this?
Just to get rid of those 5 pounds? Okay. There's a point in time I couldn't walk, people. Okay. I was just feeling that heavy, and like, now I feel awesome.
You know, it's a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different ballgame, honey.
I know. Well, Humphrey, you heard it all, my friend. I know on your part is maybe for men it's kind of different. What do you tell me, Humphrey?
Yes.
I think when you go to the gym, you see men busy. We're trying to get our muscles buffled up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the motive here, you think?
To attract and impress.
Definitely. I mean, the motive is to try and impress the ladies. I mean, maybe, fit and all that, but, you know, the more muscular you are, the more buff you are, the more you have the ladies.
Ladies in the house, tell me, is that what you think?
It is.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it's so ripped. And then guess what? Uh-huh. They have their own images and visions. They start having their own scenes in a movie. Oh, they can catch me. That is the only reason.
That is so true. I've actually,
is that right?
I've actually told a friend of mine that. I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I am so light right now. Anybody could just throw me up and catch me.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I've thought about it. Right. I mean, it's nice to look good, but when you think mm-hmm. about, you know, all the things you can do that you couldn't do
yes,
before.
That's true.
It's a whole different ballgame, honey.
Because, like, every time you gain weight, when you feel it like you gain weight,
uh-huh.
Like when I'm trying to give an example to myself, I look always tired.
You're always tired.
That's the
okay.
first thing. Always.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything.
And it is not easy, my brothers and sisters. Okay, hold on right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of North America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Join with leaders like President Sirleaf.
Malaria stops footballers from scoring and students from learning.
And join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
United, we can beat malaria.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. Well, back to you guys in the studio. One thing that I mentioned before, maybe is a gym a place whereby people would socialize, meet new friends, and maybe also make friends? So is this something that you would prefer if you think it like that way, maybe?
For myself, I think I would not doing it.
You won't do it?
I'm not doing that because, first of all, today, everybody know Texas is not like it used to be before. So go spend a $40, $30 every month to put an extra, you know, bills on your tanks. I think that's not a good idea.
Because gyms are expensive, of course.
Exactly. And then you go down there the second, a lot of people, be, you know, go. Man, as a woman, you don't know who is who. First time anybody saw you, they might, you know, have a more attractive and like you and come and, you know, trying to approach and get your number and have a connection. But exactly, you don't know what kind of type of person they are. That can be a little problem too. Because I got a friend of mine, I remember, got killed in 2009 back in Michigan.
Really? Yeah, that's the sad part of it. Yeah, the sad story. Yeah. Okay, Humphrey, you want to say something? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, I agree. You know, you're spending $40, but sometimes the problem is time, because if you have a family, if you have kids, and depending on your work, you probably won't, you know, you probably have to start waking up at 4 instead of 5. Mm-hmm. You know, you wake up at 4 so that you can go to the gym, take a, you know, and then you work during the day. Come home, then you go to bed at what, 11, 12, so you don't even have time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the gym would be ideal if you have time. If you work 3 to 11, you know, that would be ideal. You know, you can do your things in the morning, go to the gym quickly, and then go to work. It depends on somebody's schedule, lifestyle. But me personally, I've always been, and I've concluded that for me, it's a matter of lifestyle.
Okay.
Like how she decided to, you know, change how she eats, do veggies, remove certain things. It's a matter of lifestyle, not one of those diet crash plans. But it just changes how you eat. You know, you wake up in the morning, drink water, eat some protein, oatmeal. You know, eat some veggies, chicken breast, yeah, veggies, water.
Yes.
Just you know, I
love
change.
I mean, Sunday.
And that's what
you know, it's crazy because I don't know. I just think gym is a waste of time. Okay.
Really?
I really think the gym is a waste of time.
And to myself, I think Brenda,
but let me tell you this. You know, for Mariama, myself, and maybe some other people out there might be not really a very good thing, but Brenda, come on now. You're single. This is where, as Humphrey say, people meet.
Yeah, but there's a lot of places.
It's a waste of time, okay? Because for
why
one,
is that?
A good example. I'm going to give you guys a great, great example. Uh-huh. This is how these people get your money.
How?
There's this gym, actually, that every Friday, okay, they have a Pizza Friday.
Excuse me?
It's called Pizza Friday at the gym, okay?
Oh, wow.
Meaning you go there and they have all these boxes of pizza, you get a slice of pizza, you eat pizza while you're working out. Like, what is that?
Exactly.
These people are paying dollars and dollars and dollars of every month to go work out, to lose weight, to be healthy. And you want to feed me pizza every Friday?
No.
Like, how is that trying to help me? I lost weight with movement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I changed my diet, you know? I replaced one meal of the day with juicing.
Mm-hmm.
I did fruits, vegetables, I did,
exactly.
I minused all the carbs, I did it. You know what I mean? It wasn't the gym, it was me personally. So if a person really wants to do it, honey, you can.
Thanks, and that's it for show on health clubs and fitness. A big thank you to my colleague, Mariama Traore. Thank
my
you
pleasure.
So much from the Bamba Service. And in the house, our guest, Brenda Sabuni, calls
thank
on the
you.
Phone. You're welcome. Mr. Humphrey Muturi, host One Mic. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And thank you also to our producer, Jackson Mbungani. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be, get this, gossiping. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.